push?
You had to get something very heavy instead of just saying you carried it, you said you...
Lugged it?
Anything else?
No, that's probably what I'd say.
If children are playing around in the kitchen around a hot stove, you might say...
Don't touch that.
Okay. Or if you want a knife, you send somebody for it, you might say go...
Go get me the knife?
What about in a game of tag, the place that you can run to and be safe? What would that be?
Base.
Would you call it the thing at the end of a football field? What would that be?
The goal line.
Okay. If you throw me a ball, I'm supposed to...
Catch.
And yesterday I...
Caught.
And I have.
Caught.
We're supposed to meet in town. If I get there before you, I say I'll wait.
I'll wait for you.
Say if a man has a hired man that's been goofing off, he might have to do something about it. He might say, well, so-and-so's been goofing off, I'm going to have to...
Get rid of him.
And he might come back later and say, oh, come on, give me another...
Chance.
Somebody who is always smiling, he's got something nice to say about everybody. You say he's in a good
humor.
Somebody who really doesn't know what's going on. Do you say he like he knew it all?
He pretended he knew it all, or he acted like he knew it all. I guess you'd say acted like.
Say if a boy left something valuable out on his desk, he came back, it was gone. He might say that somebody
stole. Or snitched, or ripped off.
Would you say anything different according to if it was something very expensive?
Well, stole is more serious.
Okay.
Say, I was robbed.
Okay. Somebody's talking about something, you might say something like, well, I'd forgotten about that, but now I...
Remember.
Or you might say, well, you have a better memory than I do because
I don't remember.
If you want to get in touch with somebody, rather than call them on the phone, you might...
Write them a letter.
Yesterday you...
Wrote.
You have.
Written.
And when you go to all that trouble, you expect to get...
An answer.
After you've written the letter, on the front of it, you write the...
Address.
Or you might say that you need to, the letter.
Address.
Say if a boy has learned something like how to whistle between his teeth, you might want to know about that. And you would say, well, who
taught you that?
If someone asks a farmer if he's put up his fence that he's been talking about putting up, he might say, well, no, but
I plan to pretty soon. Mm-hmm. I intend to. I'm going to.
What about a child who always runs around telling on the others? What would you call them?
Tattletale.
Mm-hmm. Do tattle and gossip, is there any difference there? Those words?
Mm-hmm. Gossip is generally spreading news, and whereas tattle is actually reporting that somebody has done something bad, gossip is not necessarily something bad. It could be good gossip or just something that the person didn't want known.
What about if you want to brighten up the room a bit, you might say you're going to go out and...
Pick some flowers, or cut some flowers.
And a thing that a child would play with, you call that?
Toy.
Anything else?
Nope.
You call it a play pretty?
Nope.
Okay. And if something happens that you've been predicting was going to happen, like a kid's cut himself, disposed of that sort of thing. You hear about it, you might say, well, I
knew that was going to happen.
Okay. And if I have something that you need right now, you would say, me that now.
Give me that.
But I already...
Gave.
I've...
Given.
Mm-hmm. If you go out, you might say, well, I'm glad I took my own brother because it...
Began.
It has...
Begun.
It might...
Begin.
you're going to get somewhere in a hurry, you wouldn't just walk, but you begin to
run.
Yesterday you
ran.
You have
run.
You don't know where a man's from. You might ask, where does he
come from?
He
came.
He has
come.
With your eyes, you
see.
Yesterday you
saw.
You have
seen.
When the highway department's working on a road, you say, well, can't get through there because the road's all
torn up. That's
it.